From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Ariana Prothero. Miami-Dade County is studying whether a light rail train from mainland Miami to the beach would actually work. Mayor Jimenez and the county's Metropolitan Planning Organization think it could be a solution to the traffic problems of South Beach. If traffic gets worse, Jimenez has said it will kill the tourism industry. Miami-Dade actually used to have a trolley linking Miami and the beach in the early 1900s. Paul George is a historian for both Miami-Dade College and History Miami. He's here to tell us more about our old trolley system. Thank you so much, Paul, for being here.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Now, when exactly was the original trolley system built?
The first trolley system was a very modest system that ran little more than a block in the latter part of the first decade of the 20th century. Miami was a brand new city, only incorporated in 1896. You had a system by about 1908, 1909. It didn't make it. And then a very serious trolley system. And we had in this young city from about 1917 when it started operating until 1940, a fairly extensive trolley system.
At its height, where could you go on the trolley in Miami and the surrounding areas?
Well, it's interesting because you could go as far north as what was then called Buena Vista. Today we call it the Design District. You could go as far west as Ponce, Ponte de Leon Boulevard and Coral Gables. You could go as far east as Miami Beach, and on Miami Beach as far north along Alton and 17th Street. In Miami itself, you could go as far west for a Miami trolley as at least 16th Avenue, and that would come back around to downtown. So it was pretty pervasive for an area that wasn't anywhere as big as it is today.
What you're saying is that at one point in Miami's history, there was a train running over the MacArthur Causeway
there
to the beach.
There certainly was. There certainly was. Absolutely. And that ran roughly between 1925 and about 35.
What happened to the trolleys? Why don't we see them anymore?
I really think that the movers and shakers of the community, meaning the city's elected leadership and administration, decided that they were too slow moving, they were fixed in where they could go, and now there were buses, and now there were lots of cars, and these were relics of the past.
It's interesting that trolleys were seen as sort of old-fashioned at that time, and now in this era we want to go back to trolleys and light rail. It's an interesting sort
right.
of
circle. Well, it really is. It really, really is.
Was there any effort by the car industry to sort of to do away or discourage trolleys? I mean, it was sort of an economic decision.
That was a national effort. Automobile manufacturers saw public transportation in the way of trolleys, because that was the pervasive style at that time, say in the 20s and teens and even in the 30s, as a big competitor. If you could maybe eliminate that, it might force more people to go to cars, and thus they would sell more cars. And that seemed to be a common problem all over the country. Now, I have not seen any documentation on that regarding Miami, but I've read about Los Angeles, and there was a tremendous influence on the part of automobile manufacturers on Los Angeles to do away with their trolley system. Now, Miami, more so than a lot of cities of its size, did quickly embrace the automobile. So we probably had a higher percentage of car owners, say, in 1940 than a lot of other cities who would be mid-sized cities. We had 173,000 plus people in 1940. And it's all, I think, because we were a new city. People came from other places. Many drove down, so they already had cars to begin with. It was just a kind of a different animal. We've been built around the car.
And I've been speaking with historian Paul George. Thank you so much, Paul, for being here.
Thank you, Ariana.
To see old photos of the trolleys and even a map where they used to go in Miami, visit WLRN.org. And for WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Ariana Prothero.